I have Lou Connor, our new mayor, with me here in the studio. And I think this is our first time, Lou, being on since you became mayor. Thank you so much for coming to the radio station.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
We are so glad to have you and hope you will be a regular. So, I mean, the first obvious question, Lou, 3 months in. Whoa, it must be a steep learning curve. How's it going?
I'm actually pretty energized, pretty excited about how it's going. You know, the first part of this was kind of building some new relationships. People didn't necessarily know who I was going into City Hall, and I've really feel really charged about how that's going right now.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's all about the relationship, isn't it? I mean, ultimately,
yep.
It's all about building all those connections and partnerships and making things happen. And I have to say, I think your winning personality will really help.
Well, I hope so.
So tell us a little bit about your priorities. What are you focused on right now?
Well, the first thing, and this was part of the first 3 months, which is communication, making sure that just internally I could communicate well with City Hall. I got to say that Administrator Nordine is just doing a really good job. She's been really open to me. We meet at least once a week, standing meeting once a week, but we see each other every day because I agreed I was going to be a full-time mayor, so I'm in the office just about every day. And so if there's ever anything that we need to discuss, she's open to help and teach me a little bit as well about the community and the history, things like that. So communication was important, not only there, though, just in the community itself, doing things like this,
yes.
Being able to get on the radio periodically to reach out to people, doing interviews with the paper. But also another one that just came up is the 2 hours public access television is doing a segment every 2 weeks called City Minutes. And I led that for the first two. I think this week it might have been Uriah after another councilman. But it's just another way of communicating what's going on with the city council to the community.
So is that like kind of a recap? You'll just do a sort of a straight up show for people watching TV?
Yeah. Essentially what we do is what I did the first two segments was to take what we talked about Monday night in the city council meeting and just give an overview of what that was.
Ah.
So that if you weren't at the council meeting or didn't see it on Zoom or see it, the video of it, it just gives a 10-15 minute synopsis of what was going on.
I would suspect you're going to get a lot of people watching that who really aren't up for sitting through a whole meeting and also would have a hard time interpreting what's actually going on at that meeting.
Yeah, so far I've had some comments from citizens about it on a very positive side, saying that it was an opportunity to hear what happened without sitting through an hour meeting with all the Robert's Rules of Orders and things that we have
right.
to do there.
And that will be available not just live, but anytime?
Yeah, it's on their site. So I think Jose Leon has it up so that people can see it.
Wonderful. And while we're on stuff like that, I'm sure you've heard this before, but I know the Two Harbors City website, just hard to navigate, hard to figure out what's going on. Are there plans to improve that?
Yes, definitely there's plans to improve that. First of all, the position that kind of maintained that site was vacant. And I believe Patty, the administrator, was able to fill that within the last few days. She's also had some volunteers from the community that are very adept in this type of thing with the website. There may be some sort of an upgrade that has to be done at some point in time, but certainly that's on the radar of the city, definitely.
Okay, good. Well, what else? What's on your list?
Well, I think probably the top thing that focusing on right now is housing.
Yes, yes.
Certainly, and that in a variety of means. We certainly have Two Harbors HRA, Lake County HRA, that work on specific areas right now with some of the affordable housing and senior housing. But it goes beyond that. There's different opportunities that are out there. So the council decided to form essentially a housing planning committee. And at this point, it's made up of Councillor Nordine, the finance director, Miranda, and Justin Otze, who's our city planner, essentially, that we have contracted with ARDC, and Kathy Erickson and myself. And this was to try to coordinate all of the different efforts that are out there
mm-hmm.
and create a sense of collaboration so that we're not picking one off different projects that come in from a developer. Say a developer wants to develop something on a certain segment of property within Two Harbors. That's great. We want to encourage that, but we want it to be in a coordinated effort. Following the city plan that's been established, taking a look at that to be sure that we're heading in the right direction and prioritizing things. So this group, it's only met twice so far. We're just getting organized, but it's committed so that we're meeting once a week rather than doing a monthly committee meeting just to get things going. And ultimately, what we'd like to see is being able to look at all of the different properties that we have in Two Harbors, prioritize them based on what we feel the needs of the city are. And this will include citizen input at some point in the effort as well, and then put a request for a proposal out to the developers rather than them coming to us. We can tell them ahead of time what we're looking for.
Yeah. I've heard a lot about that sort of being more proactive. And, you know, I just heard a sort of a report yesterday about Crystal Bay Township up in Finland. You know, everyone's working on housing, and the way Finland's working on it is just looking at a certain kind of housing that is not only workforce good, affordable housing, but that is built. Like, what I learned is that if you build a house in a way that's quote unquote green, like just low energy efficient, and then it's not much more expensive to build. And then once it's built, it's way more affordable to actually live in. Do you know if this is something that is getting some attention in the Two Harbors area as well? It's a question that I can't help but ask, having just been exposed to this yesterday.
I wouldn't say it's on the top of the radar at this point, but it's certainly something that would be considered. As we're looking at this, there's going to be all sorts of different opportunities. Modular construction, for example, the Two Harbors HRA is doing a really good job of partnering with the Two Harbors High School to actually build within the high school, essentially a modular home where they build it at the high school and then they go and put it together on a lot. And we're working with them as part of this committee as well to have them come to us with different lots that they might have identified to see if those are feasible to do this on. So that's one example. It doesn't go as far as the building in it from a green perspective that you're talking about, the more energy efficient, but certainly we're at the very early stages of this. So those will be things we'll have to consider throughout.
Yes. I mean, I'll just be one voice that'll say, I hope anything considered for really any level of income will be the energy efficient. I just, the more I hear about it, the more I hear that in the long run, that is the key to a better livelihood for people. And it's just so much cheaper to operate once you got it. So that's good to hear that at least it's somewhere out there. And, you know, the other thing I learned, like, there's nothing that's going to get solved quickly. Like, housing is a very long-term, I mean, luckily, once homes are built, you know, they last, but it takes time, it takes a lot of time for them to be built. So do you have any kind of time frame that you would offer up for any particular project? I know there is the Evergreen project is, you know, that a couple years, and that should be rocking and rolling.
Yeah, the Evergreen project that the Two Harbors HRA is facilitating, essentially. Sounds like right now they're on track to break ground in 2024 with a project. And I believe it's 40, 41 units.
That's big.
Yeah, which would be nice. Would be open then in 2025. But you're right. Whatever we do, we're behind already. It's clear that the demand, I recently sold and purchased, we sold our home and purchased another home here in Two Harbors. And there's just not a lot out there. And so, we certainly have to build supply. We don't know where it's going to go yet, but the Johnny Johnson lot, Lake County has put in an opportunity to purchase that. They want to collaborate, and the city's very willing and already has started conversations with them on what role the city might have in that. There's no telling for sure what that could end up being, but there's a lot of potential there. But regardless, when you think of the demoing of a building, the getting the ground ready, and the fact that from a building standpoint, we only have 5 months out of the year five or six months to do that. So it's going to take some time, but, you know, give it a couple of years and hopefully we'll at least have projects going and we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes. Yes. Now, a couple times, Lou, I've spoken in the paper about this idea of just knowing the sort of number of second and third homes that build up, and this seems to be especially a problem farther north in the shore. I know in Grand Marais, 40% of the homes are not. No, it's in Finland that 40% of the homes are not lived in year round. You know, and to say, and you know, this is easy to say, but we live in a free country, you know. But I said, you know, one home for everyone first. Like, somehow can that be the priority? And I don't know any way of really living that out other than making it more expensive to have two and three homes. And, you know, I would include my family. We have a boat that is essentially a home. And so, you know, I think about this on a personal level, too. And, like, what would it take to really be able to prioritize? People should have one place to live first before people were a lot. There's two and three and four homes. And yet I also know that we have a free market and people and so much beloved cabins out there and family homes. So, like, how to balance all these needs or how to prioritize them. So I'm not asking you for the magic bullet, I guess. I'm just sort of throwing out how complex it is and seeing if you have any tidbits of wisdom to add big picture to this.
Well, you're right that it's very, very complicated because, again, it is the fair market society that
right.
that we live in. My preferences would be if people have the means to have multiple homes like that, it would do something similar to what my wife and I did. We bought a second home because we wanted to be able to provide another means of our long-term rental here in Two Harbors. So if you have the means to have more than one property, do it wisely. Do it in a way that can help the community.
And I would consider long-term rental another single home for people. I mean, that
exactly.
is providing that.
Yeah. Yeah, we were able to do that, but it's that's very complicated because a lot of the people, they are from the cities. They're not from here.
Be welcoming? I mean, we want to be a welcoming community,
right.
You know, and we are a welcoming community, I like to think. And people are people. People are great people. And there are, you know, a lot of wonderful people that have moved here recently and that are contributing to the community. And so it's just more the issue of when we spread out so much, like, and maybe it's just the extremes. You know, there are people that own really large mansions around here that are rarely lived in. And so maybe that's, you know, that's more of an extreme. And the problem will really more easily be solved by looking at the mainstream and regular lots, regular people, getting that in line. So in that light, I want to just herald every activity that's happening. And I just feel like the housing focus has countywide, citywide, statewide has really come into the fore. Somehow it's just come into focus in the last few years. And so that's a really good thing.
Yeah, I agree.
What else do you have? Housing is a big one, but there are others, I know.
there are others out there. One of the things that's still still a ways out, but the effort that's been established with the Friends of the Waterfront group,
yes.
I think is real important. They did receive a grant. It's a group led by Jolene Brink from here in Two Harbors, and the grant is going to help them basically build a plan for communicating with the city to get the overall plan. They're not going to be out there saying, okay, here's city, here's what we think you should do. It's more like
right.
a way of collaborating with them and getting some ideas, going through the whole gamut of searching for funding, things like that. And I know Administrator Nordine is beginning to meet with Ms. Brink to discuss this more and more. I know that the group has a workshop that will be happening sometime in the month of August, I believe, is the next step. There will be community forums as well that's part of the grant to get community input. So that's something that I think is important now that we're either going to get or have. I'm not sure where the specifics legalities of whether we actually own the land yet or not.
Yeah.
But we're definitely going to get that land. It would be nice to be able to get that out there and get that developed in some means that's beneficial, mainly for the citizens, but it could be a beautiful area to help enhance the downtown area as well and for tourists to come in. If they get off the scenic railroad train and they'll have more to do downtown than what they do now, or just tourists that come through. Because with some of the new businesses going in downtown, more and more people are getting there.
Yeah,
it's starting to thrive.
Yes, and now you're talking about the zone that the DNR currently owns and is planning to hand over to the city, correct?
That's correct.
And then might this area also include, like, what about the surrounding areas? I know there's some dilapidated buildings that I've thought, oh, they should be part of the new plan. There's something better could happen there. Or the land by the lighthouse there that was just being, you know, potentially developed and then not. Like, is all that part potentially of this vision, or is the vision really limited to the area that the DNR currently owns?
Well, I don't know that for sure because they're early enough in it. I'm involved kind of as a supporter, but not on a day-to-day basis. But I would assume that their preference would be the overall waterfront.
Right.
The dilapidated buildings downtown, I think, is something separate. I don't think they're focusing on both First and Second Avenue downtown, but they're focusing on just on the waterfront, what can be put in down there. That's where I think they are right now. The dilapidated housing is part of the housing committee. We'll be discussing that as well. What are some of the options that can be done there? What are some of the things that, how can we address that to maybe free up some housing as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're giving me hope, Lou, because I know, like, this has had many iterations and waves. And I think, you know, to really get something done down there will take an enormous concerted effort. And it seems like that is what is really beginning to form, and getting outside help in even how to navigate that process is also really encouraging. I know when we first moved here, they were talking about putting a marina down there, you know, and that got as far as a few lobbying efforts in the cities and no further. So just really fun time, I think, to be part of the Two Harbors area moving forward. Thanks so much for being part of it. Do you have anything to add before we sign out here?
No, I'll agree with you that this is very exciting right now. There's a lot of challenges that are out there. But from a person coming into this role, I'm loving it. I love the fact that we can start to build things. And I acknowledge that you're not going to get everything done in the 18 months that I have in office. But over the course of 5 years, I'd love to see that waterfront developed. I'd love to see more housing. Just see the community start to, it doesn't have to grow in population, but let's make sure that what we can build for the current residents that are here makes them more livable.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much, and we'll have you on again soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was Lou Connor. He is the mayor of Two Harbors.